Global FM weather, sponsored by Steadplan, driving you further.
Here is your forecast for today. A mainly sunny afternoon followed by a dry night with largely clear periods, turning rather chilly, especially in the countryside, where a few localised fog patches may form. Minimum temperature 5 degrees Celsius.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
And if your man gives you trouble, just to move out on a double, and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain. Said away goes trouble down the drain.
Last night, a DJ saved my life. Here, kicking off, The Food and Drink Show with me and Maud. Good afternoon.
Hello there.
Hello there. That was a little bit Star Wars-ish. It was a bit of Tom Sneddon, that.
Hello there.
Which scene was it, by the way, that? Was it the one with, it's not funny.
No, I'm coughing, trying not to blow your eardrums.
Oh, it was the,
It was when General Grievous...
It was the Ewan McGregor bouncing up onto that thing. He goes, hello there.
Hello there.
Quite like that, classic.
Welcome
to the Food and Drink Show. What a show we've got for you today. Last night's tea. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what the post is about today on the socials.
Yep.
Last night's tea.
Oh, yeah.
Up there.
Yeah.
Right, you need to embellish it.
All right, stop speaking.
Okay, go on. Go on, then.
Well, now I've put myself on the spot now.
Adorn me with your praise for that tea last night, please.
Last night's tea was truly exquisite. I don't know if we're going straight into the whole bit now, but I will say that is up there on one of the best teas you've done in a very, very long time.
But how simple was it?
It was very simple.
Right.
A couple of little key ingredients and key methods. Once you've got those out of the way,
Before we go into that, we'll save it for a little bit later on, but before we go into it, just need to say, you know, to Team Alps, Alps Butchers, last night's recipe would not have been possible without you. And, yeah, there is, I can't name them because it's not fair. A certain team member said, Lee, you've got to tell us what you did with it on the food show. We're going to do that. For me, last night's tea was the best one I think I've ever done.
Yep, I think to a double entendre here and use some current slang, last night you cooked.
I did. Just as a quick aside, I've just seen a meme whilst looking at a message before we came on air. One of the funniest ones I've ever seen. I've got to be careful here as well.
Contains some expletives?
No, well, it could do. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't contain expletives. But you know how lots of people do Sean Connery impersonations?
I do.
Yeah, the meme said, whatever you do, don't let Sean Connery teach your dog how to sit.
Oh, dear.
Shut the bedroom window in the morning. Go to the shop, make plans to be leaving in the morning. Thought I was sleeping, it was just a dream. An alley cat chewing on
the Food and Drink Show here live on Ribble FM Wednesdays, 1 till 2.
Yes.
I kind of feel we've got to do it now.
We've got to do it.
Last night's tea.
Oh, yeah, we can't set it up like that.
And so there is a little bit of a backstory, though, isn't there? I fired you off into Lidl to get the veggies and stuff like that.
The veggies.
Went in to see George down at Alps, and obviously the whole team there are just superb because they all come up with some really good suggestions when you're stuck. But the usual, I went in for a flat iron steak. Right?
Yeah, the best.
Of course there's one there. And then because George was just about to attack this carcass, and I said, listen, before you do that, can we just clarify once again if there is a name for that little portion of meat slash steak that is between the sirloin and the rump?
Mm.
And George did say there was a name. I can't remember what it was, but it's not really a well-known one.
Porterhouse.
That was it.
There you go.
And it's supposed to be... You remembered that because of the story George told me.
Yeah.
The reason it's called Porterhouse is because that particular part of the steak between the sirloin and the rump is at Smithfield Market, when they were carrying them off the wagons into the market, the guys that were carrying the sides of beef would throw it over their shoulder with the rump over their shoulder, and it would sit just literally on that section on the porter's shoulder.
Yep.
Hence, Porterhouse steak.
Yeah.
I like that one. As I said, because we don't do favouritism, there'll be no names mentioned, but it wasn't George. One of the team said, hang on a minute, I'll go and get some, right? So he flies off and comes back with this portion that is sort of like just between the sirloin and the rump, and said, it's this bit here, look at it. I went, oh, it just looks so nice. What could I do with that? You could do anything with it. It'll be absolutely delicious.
Mm.
So I said, right, I'll have it. How do you want it? I don't know. You tell me how I should have it. He said, well, what about if I cut it into some, you know, nice big chunks? I thought, actually, that's a good idea. Because it should be super tender, super... Because one of the things that people may not be aware of, everybody goes, oh, fillet, it's the best. It's not.
It's not got much flavour.
It's the tenderest, most tender.
It's tenderest.
Tenderest. It's the tenderest. But it doesn't have as much flavour as the sirloin.
No.
Then when you go to the rump, maybe not just as tender as the sirloin.
But much more flavour.
But much more flavour. Hence, that little bit in the middle is the one to get, isn't it?
It's as tender as a sirloin, but flavoursome as a rump.
So, you know, you go fillet, sirloin, ribeye, you know, then the rump. So what we decided was, from now on, that bit in between is going to be called the rib ull. What are you pulling your face?
It's not.
It's not, because it identifies it. That's its new name. Forget Porterhouse.
No.
If you go into Alps and ask for, can I have a rib ull steak?
100 years when we're going to the butchers and going, yes, can we have a rib ull steak? Oh, and the story comes out of, there's just two blokes on a radio show saying they want to call it after the station.
I think that was a bit... At least,
like, Porterhouse, it has a bit of, like, history behind it.
Okay, all right. Anyway, so big do's and little do's, right? This piece of steak that was chopped up into chunks for me was incredible. But I didn't want to do it as a steak. I don't know why, I just didn't.
No, so it needed something doing to it.
And then,
than
obviously,
steak,
good yeah. friend of ours, Simon, and you may... Some people out there may know Simon. He was the proprietor of the Kelbrook Fisheries many moons ago, that fabulous fish and chip shop. Well, he's just been out to see his mate in Ormskirk and grabbed me some Ormskirk potatoes. And this is one of the things that I thought was really interesting. That stretch of road, which Blackers knew the name of, A575, whatever
course,
it is.
Of course, Blackers knew it.
A470, I can't remember, whatever it was. Down that, the Market Garden Growers down there. Oh, mate, you've had it, haven't
doing
you?
Proper Ormskirk potatoes.
Ormskirk potatoes. They do other veg as well, but there is definitely, whatever it is in the soil, a distinct flavour with Ormskirk potatoes.
So good.
And tender.
Yeah.
I laughed, and at the time you went, oh, Dad, these potatoes are so tender.
Yeah, but then you can have... Normally, they either go to mush, where it's like practically you bite into it and you're biting into a mash ball.
Yeah.
Or they're not cooked enough and they're crunchy and it's not enough. It's like, it's so hard to find a potato with that nice sweet spot in the middle, but they have it so easily.
And the other thing was, I remembered when I worked over at Exton near Chorley.
Yeah.
Once you start to travel west of Exton, down towards Southport, there are so many farms over there that are growing their own produce. And honestly, the quality is absolutely off the scale. It's worth a trip on a Sunday. You know, in fact, I tell you what, I'll make a list of two or three that I've used over that way, and we'll add them to the socials post.
Can I just jump in there if you're talking about travelling to Ormskirk on a Sunday?
Oh, you're not, are you?
I have a bit of a story for you.
Oh, here we go.
Sorry to jump in on the pie story, but...
Hang on a minute. Here we go. Have I still... I wonder if I have. Have I? Do you think I might have?
I have no idea.
Just to leave.
Oh, dear. That's not even related.
I'm sorry. So you're going to tell us a story?
A quick one, yeah.
Are you?
Yeah. That's for questions.
All right, okay. Sorry. I just like playing with the buttons.
Yeah, can tell.
Just to leave.
Oh, cut it out. Right, okay.
Tell me your story about Ormskirk, please.
There is a restaurant in Ormskirk called the Ring O' Bells that has won the best in the UK for their Sunday roast.
Really?
Yeah, probably because they got the potatoes on there.
Yeah. Oh, roast Ormskirk potatoes.
Yeah, no.
Right, we've nattered long enough. We will be back in a second with the full story of last night's steak and Ormskirk potato pie. It's still tasty. Buttery mash.
Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Taking pictures or video with your phone? Want to take your passion to the next level? UK Digital have been a leading photographic retailer for the last 20 years. And yes, we are based locally in Clitheroe. Come and see one of the team at UK Digital for friendly, professional advice on all aspects of photography and video. Our showroom is open weekdays, so you can see, touch and try. And with internet prices, there's no need for you to chance it online. UK Digital, your local store with internet prices. Visit ukdigital.co.uk.
Are you tired of sky-high housing costs? Are you ready for a change of scenery? At Three Rivers, our rural caravan park is the perfect solution for those seeking an affordable, peaceful and beautiful place to call home. Nestled in the heart of the countryside, our park offers exceptional facilities, including a cafe, swimming pool and function suite. You can even choose your own plot and specify the style of home that best suits your needs. Don't miss this opportunity to join our thriving community and enjoy the best of both worlds, the convenience of modern living with the charm and serenity of rural life. Contact us today to learn more and schedule a tour. Three Rivers, the perfect home is waiting for you.
Hey Ribble Valley. Are you settling for average internet? Voneus is now here, bringing ultra-fast broadband across your community. Say goodbye to buffering and hello to seamless streaming, brilliant browsing and fun family FaceTime. With Voneus, there are no mid-contract price hikes. For broadband speed that'll blow your mind, but prices that won't blow your budget, visit voneus.com. Voneus. Join the switch to better broadband.
Driving around the Ribble Valley and need to tow? Ribble Valley Towing is your go-to destination for all your towing needs. From family cars to rugged trucks, we fit them all with top-notch tow bars. Call us today or swing by and let's get you hitched up. Ribble Valley Towing. We make you good to tow. Unit 3, Brookside Industrial Estate, Taylor Street, Clitheroe. Or call us on 07734 536870.
Little bed, where the buzzer rings for air, they're walking like energy.
106.7. It is the Food and Drink Show. And like all good cookery programmes, there's always a token Irish person. Always. They do, though. They do. Because the food, of which we're going to get a little bit of an insight into now, because one of our guests that's here today, Sean from Media Ireland, is over. Are you right, Sean?
What do you mean, token? What do you mean, token?
Apparently you're a token Irishman.
I am the Irish cultural food attaché to Great Britain.
I like that.
I love it.
That's a great title.
Attaché.
Attaché case.
That's a good title, attaché, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Listen, food and drink culture in Ireland is well known. Probably more for the latter than the former.
Well, you see, this is the thing. You have food and drink here. We like to separate those two things out.
Right.
I see them as being very distinct. They can happen in the same 24-hour period.
Can they both be food?
Well, you could have food first.
From
and
the,
then a lot of drink. And then you have to have food after that.
But the famous food drink, the old Guinness.
Oh, yeah.
Other brands of stout are available.
Yes,
and obviously, drink responsibly and all that, because we get the walkists.
And for the benefit of the ladies out there, of course, what he's talking about is Guinness and blackcurrant.
Yeah. Yeah. And half pint glass.
You're glad you're not allowed to agree to that. That sounds very sexist nowadays, you see. bear in mind, I'm on a plane tomorrow night. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're leaving us with the flak.
Completely.
Yeah, we get the backlash.
What is the food and drink culture like in Northern Ireland? Because it has a reputation of being, like, for instance, Paul, what's that chef called?
Rank.
Paul Rankin.
Yes.
Top boy.
He's not a real chef.
Is he not?
Look at him.
What do you mean?
There's more meat in a butcher's apron. There's not a pick of weight in that fella. I want a chef who is grossly overweight.
Because you know.
I mean, yeah.
That he tastes everything he makes.
And he's, exactly.
Yeah.
And everything he makes is good, and that's why he's eating it.
Completely.
So in other words then, what we're saying about Rankin is, he doesn't like his own food.
He's making vegetable stuff. That's what he's doing.
What?
Yeah,
he's not gone vegan,
well,
has he?
You know the stuff that we leave at the side of the plate?
Yeah.
That's what he makes.
Oh, no.
Oh, so he does, like, half the dish, but the boring half.
That's it, completely.
Right. Yeah.
He's good friends with Brian, isn't he? We're going to have a word with Brian. Brian.
Oh, Brian. I don't know Brian.
Neither do I.
No.
No,
I can't remember his last name.
Oh, dear.
Quality radio. Oh, quality radio, folks. You only get that on Ribble FM.
The chef from Rochdale, wherever it is he's from. The Lancashire chef, Bright. Where's Blackers? Oh, he won't know that, probably, will he?
He's going to get to hear this in 30 seconds.
Yeah, he is, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
I know that, sort of, there are some great seafood places. Ireland being quite small, surrounded by water, obviously. The seafood, some of the... Because Scotland is kind of like, supposedly, the epitome of locally grown UK seafood. Mm-hmm. But some of the seafood from the Northern Ireland coasts are just incredible, aren't they?
Well, I'm a great subscriber to the seafood diet.
Yeah, seafood and eating.
Oh, without a doubt.
How did we know? Right.
Yeah.
I thought there was going to be a little bit more humour here out of it.
There is humour, it's just from the 1970s.
Yeah.
No. Which, to be fair, I'm the only funny person from the 1970s who's still allowed to walk the streets.
Why is that?
Most of them are all inside. We don't talk about that anymore.
No. Politically correct now.
No, there is great seafood throughout Ireland. And in fact, oysters, right where I'm from,
yeah,
is Warren Point, just across from us, is Carlingford. And Carlingford's famous for its Guinness and Oyster Festival. And that brings food and drink together. Guinness and oysters go really, really well together.
I feel like that's going to have to be a trip that we're going to have to make now.
Yeah, but I can't do it, Sean.
I can't eat oysters.
I don't want to go into it because it is lunchtime and people might just be having their sandwich.
Yeah.
But one of the generalizations of people that don't like oysters say it's like when you know, it's a bit like if you've got a bad cold and you happen to sniff up. Stop it! You can't, Morgan, don't do that.
No. Oysters are brilliant.
And then people say that you, with the Tabasco on there, once it's on your tongue, you push it to the roof of your mouth and you get those flavours. Mm-hmm. Classic question when people talk about oysters. What does it taste of? It's radio, Sean. You know, we...
Oysters?
No! but they must have a flavour.
It's like a salty kick, isn't it?
Yeah, seafood. It's like a moist seafood as opposed to the likes of, you know, cockles or mussels or things like that, which you tend to cook. Now, some people do cook oysters.
Yeah.
They do. I prefer raw oysters.
With Tabasco?
No.
Lime, lemon?
No.
Nothing, just as it is?
Little black pepper, little twirl of black pepper on it, that's it.
Really?
Yes, au naturel.
Oh, no, I
that's
couldn't
really want
it. Well, and then a mouthful of Guinness to wash it down.
Well, yeah. And they're also great. Apparently, they're great aphrodisiac. Now, I don't even know what part of Europe aphrodisia is in, but it's supposed to be a wonderful aphrodisiac.
Well, they say that, don't they? They say that about oysters, and they have done for years, but maybe that's why I don't like them.
Well, our local priest used to eat an awful lot of oysters, so it wasn't doing much for him. I think he wants to be doing it for the Guinness.
Guinness, is it the drink of kings?
Well, see, this is the weird thing. Most people in Ireland don't drink Guinness.
Do they not?
No, we just, the brand's great. Like, we sell t-shirts in the airport and everything. Well, Guinness plastered all over it. Most people nowadays don't drink Guinness. The young people weren't as much into Guinness. I know they did all the fancy Guinness ads.
Yeah.
That, you know, guys on surfboards and all. That was to try and get young people to
just
drink
marketing.
Guinness. Yeah, but most young people now are drinking lager. The same as in England.
You know. But there are a number of other stouts. Because Guinness is a stout, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Other there stouts are available.
Do local people drink stout? Is it a classic drink in Ireland?
Not overly and fully. People who would be stout drinkers would actually say that Beamish is a much better stout than Guinness.
Ah,
you know, Guinness is more chemically produced now, and a lot of people would be bigger fans of Beamish. But Guinness is the
Speaking of being a big
brand.
Fan, you're a big fan, aren't you? What about Mr. McGregor's version of stout?
Mr. McGregor.
Conor McGregor, the UFC fighter.
Has he got his own version of Stout Out?
Yeah, Stout Out.
Stout Out. Stout Out.
There are certain words, aren't there, in the Northern Ireland accent that I constantly laugh at with Sean. Where are you from? What's the biggest nearest town to you?
Newry.
Where?
Newry.
Newry.
That's when you be very careful. I know where you live.
That's the other one. And the other one is, what do you call? That's kind of like the punctuation mark, isn't
yeah,
it?
In
conversation. What do you call it?
What do you call it?
But without doubt, I know where you live.
I know where you live.
Absolutely scary.
We were right.
Fraser Sisters, Fire with Fire, just after 25 to 2 on this Wednesday afternoon. Like that. We were talking about fire earlier, Sean, when we were about steaks.
Yeah.
About a way to do. I was explaining to Sean Morgs about the flat iron steak and how it is a fantastic steak, isn't it?
You've just got to cook it right.
And Sean said to me, yeah, but how? Just literally the pan. But it was about bringing the steak up to room temperature before you cook it. Imperative. Yeah. Otherwise, it's still freezing cold in the middle and you don't cook it. But to the recipe, right, that we did for this pie.
Mm.
Oh, it was just incredible. So the steak that Team Alps gave me to do this recipe, I basically just floured it, fried it in a little bit of butter to coat it up, a little bit of corn flour on it, a little bit of flour on it, and then just really slow cooked it. But then the key was bone broth. Now, I didn't do the traditional, which is get some beef bones from your butcher, boil them down in a big pan. Didn't have time. But you can actually buy bone broth stock. So that's what I used. And the difference it makes in a gravy. Oh, my goodness.
Just the body that it adds to a gravy is incredible.
So, kind of like left it in the pan and just left it simmering for a couple of hours. But the steak was so tender, it didn't need a long cook. It wasn't a slow cook type of steak.
Sorry, you did it in the pan. You didn't use a slow cooker then?
No, this is always in a pan, nice and slow.
You never use a slow cooker?
Oh, lots.
All right.
But this, because that steak was so tender. Remember, it was the rib steak.
Yes.
Yeah, so it was tender anyway.
Didn't need slow cooking.
Like bone broth.
Oh,
Red onions in there, and just let it simmer and simmer and simmer. And then in the other pan, I was cooking the Ormskirk potatoes, which had just been chopped into small bite-sized pieces. So I was making like a posh potato pie, meat and tater pie, basically.
Yeah.
But I think what nailed it for me, Morgs, was the gravy.
I've got to say as well, one of the things that helped for me is the fact that you didn't just make the filling for the pie and then put it straight into the pastry casing.
The first thing I did last night that I've never done before, I blind baked a thing. I had to order some of those little ceramic beads off Amazon to get here in time for yesterday, and I blind baked the little pie kit, and what a difference that makes.
So that's not like blind drunk?
No.
Completely different thing.
No,
okay.
Come on.
No, I was just wondering.
No.
Also, this thing of you doing all this cooking, at what stage are we going to hear about the air fryer and the microwave?
Oh, I've got them. Oh. Just don't use them on the food
very
and drink show. It has, we try and elevate it a little bit. You know.
Yes. Down there in the gutter. I'm looking up at you gazing the stars.
I'll tell you what it is with Sean's accent. It's much like Billy Connolly. He can say anything he wants, anywhere, any time of the day. Get away with it because of the accent, don't they? But they do.
But listeners there haven't got a clue what I'm saying. Normally they say, slow your voice down. And I always think, English people are not all mentally retarded. So, you know, when I slow down my accent
you
and
sound
my voice...
retarded.
Well, exactly. Yeah. But it also, it's patronising the other people.
Yeah, it is. Mm. So, left the pie then overnight, the pie filling, turned the heat off, left it overnight, and it's the wrong word to use because it doesn't sound right for food, but the whole thing in the pan congeals into like a flavoursome paste with the lumps of steak, the little bits of potato in there. Put that into the blind cases, put the lids on, 20 minutes in the oven, your pie's done. Bring it out, leave it to rest. Creamy, buttery mashed potatoes. What are you putting your hand up for?
I just want to speak. Can I go to the toilet?
Remember we used to do that at primary school?
Can I have another pint?
No, I was going to say about the blind baking, by letting it cool,
yeah.
The other thing about that is you don't end up with a soggy bottom.
And that's the worst thing. When you make a pie, or if you don't blind bake them, it just falls in bits and goes all soggy, doesn't it? And that doughy... No.
It becomes like a suet pudding.
It does. Which is right if it is a suet
perfect
pudding.
Perfect the whole way around.
Crispy.
Yeah.
When you cut into it with your knife, it just crumbled up, didn't it?
Mm.
Oh, it was delicious. But one thing that I picked up on, because, Morgs, you're terrible for greens.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of greens.
But last night... just literally sautéed some green beans and red onion with a few herbs just to lift it a little bit. and he ate them.
Oh, I'm not opposed to eating them entirely.
I'm not on principle.
Yeah, it's like, if they're on the plate, I'll eat them. But if I can have the choice of not putting them on the plate, then I won't do.
Would you never fry up green beans and then right, whenever they're roasted and fried, then just right at the end, drop a balsamic vinegar.
Oh!
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
And it turns into a glaze.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Fantastic. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, that is really nice.
But having said that, in the gravy, I normally put a little bit of balsamic in the gravy, but I didn't last night. I wanted it traditional, home-cooked, like what your grandma would make, right? You tease out on the table, and it was a pie and veg, and it was rich, and it was just ordinary, but so good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Unless, of course, your grandmother was Asian. Well, she probably wasn't making one of those pies.
No, it would have been kebabs, bhajis, a big pot curry, you know.
Well, it wouldn't have been, what I call the famous one that everybody thinks is an Indian dish, but it was actually invented in Birmingham.
Oh, is that chicken tikka masala?
Yeah, chicken tikka masala.
That's not even, it is
a favourite, though. I do like it. Right, we've got to nip off. We'll be back shortly with lots more on the Food and Drink Show.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM. Sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Are you tired of paying a high pump price for your company diesel? Or are you using a fuel card now but worried you signed up to an introductory rate that's now a thing of the past? Let me introduce the Green Arc Fuel Card. With a fully transparent, consistently low price and no surprise surcharges, the Green Arc Fuel Card has nothing to hide. Why not speak to our team on 0345 646 5451 or visit greenarcfuelcard.co.uk and see how much you can save.
It's time to get away with a foldaway. Escape to the country with one of our folding mobility scooters. Here at Modern Mobility, we understand the importance of keeping your independence and enjoying days out with your family and friends. We have some of the lightest and quickest folding mobility scooters, so you don't have to miss out on anything. With easy payment options and friendly experts on hand at all times, finding your ideal scooter has never been easier. Why not visit our shop, located on Castle Street, or give us a call on 01200 760 006 and discover your perfect staycation scooter now.
It's time to redecorate, and Clitheroe Decorating Centre has you covered with a wide range of paints, including high-end designer brands like Benjamin Moore, as well as Crown, Dulux and Emperor, and to top it off, all the tools you might need to get the job done. Seeing a colour you like? Check out our colour wall or our paint matching service, which is available to all our customers, both trade and retail. Our friendly staff are always on hand to help offer best advice, tips and tricks. Just some of the benefits dealing with a local family-owned and Ribble Valley Business Award-winning store. Come browse our in-store exclusive offers at Clitheroe Decorating Centre on Shawbridge Street, Clitheroe, or give us a call on 01200 426 342.
Do you have lower back pain, joints hurting, or are you recovering from an injury or operation? Clitheroe Cryo has already helped numerous people alleviate these and many more symptoms. So, could cryotherapy be the solution you're looking for? Located at Clitheroe Leisure and featuring a state-of-the-art cryo chamber, you could expect to recover faster, speed up metabolism, and clear up acne, psoriasis, and eczema. And the benefits don't stop there. Cryotherapy. Give it a try and see improvements after the first session, and discounts available for multi-session bookings. Get in touch via our website, clitheroe-cryo.co.uk, or on our social media pages.
Your loving arms around me,
thought, just for a little bit of fun, we'd ask our studio guests, and myself included, who our favourite TV chefs are, right? Because TV chefs is where most of us consume our cooking inspirations, our motivations. I'm going to save him to the last. He can wait. Morgs, your favourite TV chef. Bearing in mind, if you upset, mate, that's it. You're on fish finger sandwiches for tea.
I'll just use one of my favourite TV chef's recipes instead.
Good answer.
I know this is going to be terrible. Yeah. Just know. Go on.
I just love watching him. I think he's brilliant to watch. I don't necessarily take inspiration from all his recipes, but I love watching Ainsley Harriott.
Ainsley Harriott.
Yeah, he's brilliant. It's just entertaining to watch.
So you don't like his food?
Oh, no, his food's pretty good. I just don't tend to cook any of his food. I just like watching him make it.
Moving swiftly on.
Can I be edited out of this program? I would like to disassociate myself from the previous speaker.
John, your favourite TV chef. We did mention it off air, but...
Yeah.
A little bit of context.
I don't actually like chefs. I like cooks. And to me, these people are more cooks than they are chefs.
Yeah.
And that's a nice man to pick one.
Yeah.
No, give us three shovels and we'll take our pick. But the ones that I like, the Harry Bakers.
Yes.
Because they're entertaining, even apart from their actual cooking stuff.
But I think more than anything, Sean, with the Harry Bakers, they were real.
Completely.
You know, Dave, God bless him, you know, sadly no longer with us. But they were real, weren't they?
Yeah.
It felt like if they walked through your back door and said, hey, all right, mate, can I cook you a bit of a meal? It wouldn't be stand out, would it?
Completely. And I lived for a while in Durham, which is just down the road from Newcastle, which Si's from. And so I'm familiar with the accent, and I warm to the people from the northeast and that there. But
it's not them.
No, it's not them. They came in second place. Actually, they came in third place. My second place person would be Rick Stein.
Yeah.
Again, because of his travels with Rick Stein, he makes a great TV program, and then food is part of it. But my number one is not actually on the TV. He's actually on the internet.
Oh, right, okay.
And it's Daddy Jack. Cooking with the Blues. Look it up on YouTube.
Cooking with the Blues.
Cooking with the Blues. If you put that in the search bar, what I call it, it'll come up with Daddy Jack's, what I call it, in... Now, I'm not sure what part of America he's
there's
from.
A bit more effort to watching something on the internet. So he must be good.
Oh, yeah.
If you're making the effort to go and watch, you know, a weekly series, Cooking with the Blues, with this Daddy Jack fella.
Well, it wasn't even weekly. They're on demand.
Oh, are they? Oh, right, okay.
Get up with the modern kids here, if you don't mind.
Yeah, catch up with the times.
Honestly, what are you like?
But, you know, he's brilliant, and it's all through other... And he's a cook, he's not a chef. I don't like chefy chefs. All this, you know, fancy stuff on that.
I want
there.
Food looks good to eat.
Yeah.
Not,
exactly.
Not just look good on a plate. I want to eat it.
It's fun to have made.
Yes. Part of the process is watching it being made.
Yeah.
There is only one person that was absolutely the king of just love to watch him cook.
D.D. Smith.
Nope. It was he. Hey, who are you talking about? You said that one. Anyway, great to watch, great cook, fabulous host of a programme, and travelled a little bit. And I was fortunate enough...
But he wasn't a chef. He was a wine aficionado. I know who you're talking about now.
And I was fortunate enough, Sean, to have met him once.
Right.
At his house. He'd come out of his house and walking down into the village in Spain. The absolutely unbelievable Keith Floyd.
Yeah.
He was just...
12th of November, 1973.
What's that?
The last time he was sober. Come on, that was a man who was just topping up every day.
Yeah.
He was fantastic.
But that phrase, ooh, let's have a slurp. Yeah. It's got to be time for a slurp. Speaking of slurps, we're going to grab one of those right now. Thank you so much for being with us today. Hope you've enjoyed the banter all the way from Northern Ireland. Now, he knows where you live.
I love you. I love him. I'm going to tune in every week there, Radio, to hear him, you know.
And absolutely you can, because also we've got the Ribble FM app. Don't forget to download
it. He never misses an opportunity.
No, he doesn't.
Definitely not. Would you like to thank our sponsor, by the way?
Yeah, a huge thank you to Tracy at Ramsbottom Kitchen.
Completely.
Because she is just amazing. Time to disappear, because Blackers is going to be panicking. We have gone over a little bit, but once again, as I said, thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next week. Thank you to my guests.
Jess.
No, it was. I was right the first time. He is a jest, isn't he? And we'll see you next week. Ta-ra!
Bye.
Even if it's just tonight or the rest of my life.